Untitled Sex, Radu, Jamie Chatfic by Anonymous. Read by Momotastic. This recording was made and published with the author's permission. Warning for mild ableist language.
I guess it's funnier from where you're standing. Cause from over here I miss the joke. Clear the way for my crash landing. I've done it again. Another number for your nose.
Guys, a concept. In the past, Tyler has dealt with his awful one-sided pining for Jamie by throwing himself into one-night stands and casual sex whenever he can. But after what happened at the end of last season, after his grandparents dying and missing the playoffs and all that meaningless drunk shit in clubs and all the equally useless wondering if he's about to land himself with another impossible straight boy crush on Rads, he's decided that this season he's going celibate. Just focusing on the game itself and nothing else. No distractions. Except then, right at the start of the season, Jamie and Katie break up. And now Rads and Jamie keep exchanging these meaningful looks with Tyler and each other like they've reached some fucking agreement to accept his choice. Except that this requires him to be the one to make a choice. And god fucking damn it, they couldn't have done this a year ago when he wasn't burnt out from pining? Fuck them both, he thinks. Fuck neither of them. They're both just expecting that he's gonna come running now at their convenience the second they finally made up their minds that they want him. They can wait. Which would be very fine and sensible and good if Tyler didn't still want. But having chosen neither of them, his stupid brain takes this to mean that he can fantasize about both of them. Not just singly, but together. Which is impossible because he's certain it's the one option that isn't on the table. And yet, it's the one he keeps thinking about whenever he gives in and jerks off to them. Klinger, always observant, is the first to notice that Tyler isn't picking up the way he usually does, and that this is seemingly correlated with an unusually sharp drive in training and ability to relax. Sex, he says. Sex, please. You're scaring the rookies. You need to get laid. Tyler, because he is a dumbass and also both hyper and drunk, because see above, re, cannot relax, explains his predicament to Klinger, who is Swedish and therefore more chill than anyone North American. Klinger, because he is Swedish and practical, says, "You're an idiot. We should fuck about it." Tyler stares at him. "What?" Klinger shrugs, a glint of mischief in his eye. "You heard me. You're pent up. It's pissing me off. We know each other well enough to have fun, and also to know that we're not going to catch any inconvenient feelings from one another. And we'd be fucking hot together, admit it." "Oh God," says Tyler, who has now gone without sex for the longest period of his life since he first started having it. "Yeah, that's... fuck." So they go back to Klinger's place, and Klinger, in between the occasional grin and chirp, strips him and fucks him with single-minded talent. It's good. It's so good. It's simple and uncomplicated and, as promised, fucking hot. However, because Klinger and Tyler are both idiots and nowhere near as stealthy as they think they are, plus, you know, they kind of forgot to actually try and be stealthy, it also has the side effect of making Rads and Jamie intensely jealous. They're also pissed at themselves. Here they were, thinking of Tyler's wanting them as a goddamn given, when instead he's gone and moved on from both of them. And why the fuck wouldn't he? Jamie's left him hanging for years, and Rads has a kid and is Russian besides, which makes him far too complicated. They both had a chance at something amazing and blew it. They see Tyler and Klinger giggling after practice, on the plane, slipping in and out of each other's hotel rooms. They notice how much happier Tyler seems, like all their emotional baggage had been weighing him down and now he's finally lighter. And then they realize that, for all they were prepared to be quietly hurt over whichever one of them Tyler didn't choose, Being in this together is better than being in it alone. They don't mean to get drunk about it together. They sure as hell don't mean to fall into self-deprecating angst about their respective failings, so that each of them starts reassuring the other. Red saying how old and battered he is compared to Tyler. "Shut up! You're dead hot! You're settled!" says Jamie. Jamie lamenting how long it's taken him to get his shit together, how much of a coward he can be. "You're brave," says Rats. "Brave and strong." And they're both lonely and drinking, and Tyler isn't there, but they are. And suddenly, Jamie isn't quite sure how, they're kissing. And the thing is, they're the only two people in the room, but somehow both of them know that Tyler is there too, because this wouldn't be happening if not for him. Because they're both thinking of him, both wanting him, and have only just now realized that they wanted to share him all along. But he's not there, so all they can do is share the idea of him with each other. It happened in Rad's room, and they fall asleep together afterwards. Crash harder than they mean to, coming down of alcohol and feelings, which is the only excuse Rad's will have for why, in the heat of the moment, he forgot that he and Tyler were meant to have an A's meeting first thing in the morning. Tyler, for his part, means to spend the night with Klinger, but neither of them is feeling it. They kiss a bit and then stop, and Klinger grins at him, a little sadly. "You still want them, eh?" "Yeah," Tyler scrubs a hand down his face. "Fuck, this has been so good, but it's not what I want, you know." "I know," says Klinger. "The three of you are idiots." So Tyler goes back to his own room, alone, and sleeps there, alone, none of which prepares him for unlocking Rats' hotel door the next morning, with the key that Rats had given him, and finding both Rats and Jamie naked in bed together. Tyler doesn't say anything. He can only stare. Rats is awake and staring back, a look of dawning horror on his face, while Jamie makes a sleepy noise and flutters his eyes open. "Ooh," he slurs, and Rats swears in Russian and elbows him, and then Jamie sees and sits bolt upright, the silence broken only by the door, still swinging in a slow, stunned arc, finally banging shut on the three of them. "I'll go," says Tyler, just as Jamie blurts, "Please stay." Tyler swallows hard.
"What?"
"Stay," says Rats. It comes out raspy for more reasons than one.
"If you still, if you ever."
"We want you," says Jamie, and commits an act of bravery by getting out of bed. He's buck naked, hesitant as he walks across to Tyler. "And you don't have to want us back, that's fine, but you should know, this was about you." "Oh, fuck," says Tyler. A part of him wants to yell and demand a better explanation, but he's always been easy for Jamie and doesn't fucking care anymore, not if this means what he thinks it does. "If we do this," he says instead, voice shaking only a little, "if we do this, you guys can't fucking ghost me, okay? You can't just go behind my back and make deals about what this is, or decide for me how I get to decide what happens to us. You can't just treat me like I'm a sure thing," is what he means to say, but what comes out is, "Leave me alone like that, okay?"
"And Klinger?"
Rats asks. Tyler gives him a look. "Klinger is hot, but if you think for a goddamn second that I'd take sex with him over a future with you idiots, then you're stupider than that monster hat makes you look."
"Shut the fuck up. I love that hat," growls Rats, getting out of bed.
"We know," says Jamie, and kisses Tyler soundly before he can say the same. Tyler is breathless when Jamie finally pulls away, and damn near whimpers when Rad steps in to take his place. Rad inhales, a calloused hand resting on Tyler's cheek as Jamie presses himself to Tyler's back.
"This okay?"
Rad asks. Tyler is shaking. Tyler is not going to survive wherever this is going, and he doesn't care. He'll sign the fuck up for the afterlife. "Sasha," he says, helplessly, and Rats makes a wounded noise and kisses him so hard that Jamie can feel it, pressing Tyler between them. The end.
I guess it's funnier from where you're standing. Cause from over here I miss the joke. Clear the way for my crash landing. I've done it again. Another number for your nose. I'd be smiling if I wasn't so desperate. I'd be patient if I had the time. I could stop and answer all of your questions as soon as I find out how I can move from the back of the line. So I'll be your clown behind the glass. Go ahead and laugh, cause it's funny. I would do if I saw me. I'll be your clown on your favorite channel. My life's a circus, circus, round in circles. I'm selling out tonight. I'd be less angry if it was my decision. And the money was just rolling in. If I had more than my ambition, I'll have time for please. Have time for thank you as soon as I win. So I'll be your clown behind the glass. Go ahead and laugh, cause it's funny. I would do if it's on me. I'll be your clown on your favorite channel. My life's a circus, circus. I'm selling out tonight. From a distance, my choice is simple. From a distance, I can entertain. So you can see me, I put makeup on my face. But there's no way you can feel it from so far. I'm sad.